You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Welcome, everybody, to another Marketing News Canada podcast episode, Canada's number one podcast in all things marketing, advertising, and communications. I'm your host, Ted Lau, podcast host, award-winning agency owner, and full-time family man. Today on the show, we have Panos Siosos, co-founder and CEO of LearnWorlds. Panos has a PhD in educational technology, researching and designing e-learning applications for over 20 years. Panos has extensive work experience as a software engineer, e-learning researcher, and science educator. Before launching LearnWorlds with George and Fannis, his longtime friends and fellow researchers, he was working in the European Parliament as a policy advisor for research and innovation. Panos loves mountaineering, photography, and traveling. Panos, welcome.
Hi, Ted. Thanks for having me.
Well, so yeah, absolutely. And love that you're calling from where today?
Cyprus. Warm and sunny place. Cyprus. All the way to Europe.
Wow. Warm and sunny Cyprus. I mean, you know, at this time of year, Canada's getting a little warm, actually probably a little too warm. We got more than our fair share of forest fires this year so far. It's been really dry, but glad that you're all the way in Cyprus. And I mean, this is why we do this show, because we have international guests just like you telling us about the latest and greatest about what you're up to from a marketing perspective. So you are the CEO of LearnWorlds. So tell us a little bit about LearnWorlds and what makes it awesome and unique.
LearnWorlds is I can say in a nutshell, a Shopify for online courses. We're a platform where people can create their online courses and share or sell them to their audiences. So we are combining a learning management system with a website builder where you can build the entire front end of your online school or academy or whatever you may call it. And you can also sell your courses with coupons and subscriptions and all this stuff. So we are a business in a box.
That's fantastic. And so how did you come up with this idea? I mean, there have been tools similar to this, I guess, you know, at Ballistic Arts, we're an agency ourselves and we use a tool called Thinkific. And in the pre-show, you're like, oh, we're better. So tell me, why are you better?
Well, I have to say that we built, as a team, as researchers, we built our first LMS in 1999. So that's what we do for a living. We studied computer science with my two co-founders, and then we did postgraduate studies on educational technology. That was in the beginning of the century. That sounds way old, and it is, but it also shows how experienced we are. We were amongst the first who were creating an LMS in the online space. So after a few years, after we completed our PhD studies and everything, we saw really an opening there, a need for people who wanted to share their knowledge in the and profit from that. And that wasn't really possible. So when we started at the end of around 2011. Tools like Thinkific weren't around. It was extremely difficult. E-learning was very cumbersome back then, and in some cases it still is today. Some people still consider e-learning to be, you know, throwing a 200-page PDF at somebody and say, oh, you have been e-trained. That's not how it works. We've seen that in our research. We know that people need interactive, engaging online experiences. We are so excited to have amazing digital experiences with our mobile devices and our gaming devices and our tablets. That's something that we wanted to bring into the online space. So we know how to do that very, very well with an amazing learner experience. And this is all what it's about, our software.
Now, I'm reading in your bio here about LearnWorld, that more than 4,400 professional trainers, training organizations, corporations, and more than 120 companies have been using this tool. So that's pretty amazing. So it's agnostic to any country, any industry.
It's agnostic. E-learning goes everywhere. And I think the bio might be a bit older. Right now we have more than 7,700 customers all over the world in more than 130 countries. Canada is a big market for us. North America, obviously, like US, is also a huge market. The majority of our customers are based there. And we see that e-learning goes everywhere. It can be small-time creators, you know, somebody who just knows their stuff and wants an opportunity to earn some side income by showing what they know about, you know, fishing, knitting, music, modeling, whatever it may be, photography. We have a guy that's teaching artistic photography for dogs, you know, how people can take amazing photos of their pets. I didn't know that somebody could build a business on top of that, and yet it's possible. All the way to large businesses and corporates who either do internal training or they train their customers, they train their associates, they train their partners. Our largest school right now has more than 700,000 students. So you can imagine this is a multi-million dollar company that runs entirely on top of the LearnWorld stack.
That's fantastic. I mean, our business pre-COVID, we worked with a lot of trade associations, and trade associations need tons of training for their members, keeping things up to date, certification. And I mean, LMSs have always been this kind of gnarly tool, like you said, right? Just, oh yeah, here's a PDF, here you go. Watch a video and then, oh yeah, you're certified. So how did you overcome some of these challenges, and how is it easier? Like, it sounds like, you know, you're making it sound super awesome and easy, but tell me like a little bit about how someone gets involved and how easy is it?
Well, it is easy, and that's how the entire premise of our business, and because we built it from the ground up for exactly for these kinds of cases and for these kinds of organizations. If you are a large company and you have a 10 people HR, internal training, learning and development team, then you can afford to have a monolithic, cumbersome LMS, spend a few dozen thousand euros per year. And also, if you work in a company, in a large, let's say, corporate, you can enforce training. You can say to all your employees, you have like 2 weeks to complete this suboptimal PDF course, otherwise you'll be fired. But that's not the world we live in anymore. We're talking about millennial workers, we're talking about people who work from home, who work like nomad workers, people who need access to information anywhere, anytime, when they see fit, whether it's commuting, whether it's sitting on their sofa or being in their offices. So these people need flexible micro-learning experiences. They need to have engaging and interactive content. It's not sufficient anymore for HR to come down and say, oh, you have 2 weeks to complete this course. Courses need to be attractive. Courses need to be engaging. And this is how we complete all the requirements of an LMS, but we are a lightweight course platform where very easily a one or two people team can build amazing courses within a few hours and share it with a vast audience. And especially after COVID, everybody realized, you know, that anything that is e-something works. It can be more efficient, it can be more effective, especially learning. We have so many needs right now. All companies and all individuals have so many needs to be skilled and reskilled and retrained and retooled for a rapidly changing environment, for a rapidly changing economy. And a business cannot afford anymore to do a 2-day seminar and bring in 100 people in an audience for 6 hours of PowerPoint. People leave their jobs for cases like that. This is where we say that we can flip this thing around. We can make it super easy for an individual or an organization to package their knowledge in a very attractive digital format that includes videos, assignments, ebooks, easy stuff, micro learning experiences, and share or sell this to a vast audience that can absorb this knowledge 24/7. So there is an amazing difference of dynamic between the knowledge that the person has and the knowledge that, or some other person has, and the knowledge that we need. And this is what we try to bridge. And so to make it easy for you, for a training association, as you mentioned, for an NGO, for a new type of university, to package this knowledge and share it to everybody.
So it sounds like a lot of this, you know, is at your desk. You said also mobile, though. So a lot of my clients that had asked us to get, you know, training videos done or create, you know, some videos and try to implement them into an LMS were mostly, if I may say, white collar type associations where people are sitting at their desk and they got to watch it. But it was always trickier when they were on site members, people that were foresters, mm-hmm. or electricians or plumbers or whatnot. So how have you overcome this?
That's something we knew from day one, that we are living in a mobile world. We were seeing it in the way that we were consuming tools and technology, and we were seeing that all around us. So from day one, our platform was mobile friendly. And what we have been able to do last year, and this is an industry first, we are able to create white label mobile applications for our customers as well. So it's not a LearnWorlds app that one of our customers uses, it's a TED app. It's your brand. And you know, as a marketer, how important it is to bring your brand first in everything that you do. So we are able to create both an amazing branded online mobile application for iOS and Android devices, owned by you, published under your own name and with your own logo, and also provide a seamless experience of engage for the students to engage with these kinds of content. And in fact, we want the usage to be hybrid. We want you at certain hours to sit in front of a large monitor and watch a video, like very in optimal dimensions, let's say. But also we want you at the point where you're just, you know, leaning on the sofa to be able to take a quick test or respond to one of your fellow students. So these are things that we all need. Connectivity, we want to enable the interaction between you and your instructor, your fellow students, and the knowledge. This is the way that people work today. This is the way that people learn today. So we wanted to make these experiences available to every potential trainer or business.
Well, so you're clearly passionate about the business and the platform, and that's very much evident in the way you speak. Now, this is a marketing podcast, and I want to understand, so how long have you been in business? And given the fact that you're in Cyprus, and you said one of your bigger markets is North America, Canada, and US, tell us about your marketing journey of how you went from zero folks, zero countries, to, what'd you say, 7,700 professional trainers in 130 countries. So that sounds, you know, I know you're Greek, so like a Herculean type task. So how did you guys do that?
It was this kind of journey, and we had to, you know, slaughter many, many beasts along the way and survive all the different tasks. I have to say that when we started, we had zero idea about marketing. We were great engineers, decent scientists, we were very naive. You had this idea that build it and they will come. And if we just have the best possible platform where we put in all our academic knowledge and create an amazing platform, things will work out because simply people will just realize that we are the best and they will buy. Obviously, that doesn't work like that in the real world. We were a bootstrap company. We started with zero marketing budget. So we had to effectively learn on the fly. So the only thing that we could do back then was send emails to people, cold emails out of the blue, content marketing. So we started gradually writing some blog posts and trying to share that and trying to find who are the prominent people, the influencers in that space, and convince them to have a look at our platform that was coming all the way out of Greece, and Cyprus, obscure places, amidst a huge economic crisis where the brand of Greece was actually effectively destroyed. And in fact, we were very happy. We were very lucky, I have to say, to fail in the local market because that would probably slow us down. So immediately we had to address an international market. So selling online courses wasn't a thing in Europe 10 years ago. It was something that mostly we were seeing in the American market, where people knew how to set up landing pages and how to set up funnels and how to sell and how to have promotions. And we were lucky, after a couple of years of trying and setting up some first tries with small customers, we were lucky to find some people from the US market who knew how to sell online courses. And at that moment, we said, okay, we have to follow their lead. We have to understand extremely well what is their feedback and implement everything that they say. So we put the scientist in the back seat and we put the engineer in the back seat and say, okay, now we learn how to sell online courses. We learn what FOMO is. We learn what a countdown is, an offer that expires, and all this stuff. We learned what Black Friday is. We didn't know that. It's not a big thing it wasn't a big thing in Europe back then. So that was an entire marketing world that opened for us. So these are things that we started implementing in our platform. So the platform initially was more a learning management system, and then it became the marketing engine of the platform developed. And at the same moment, our own marketing engine developed. We learned how to offer free trials. We learned how to do inbound marketing. We started having a tiny budget. Our first budget, marketing PPC budget, was $5,000. So that was our first budget. We exhausted it, obviously, in a week with zero results. But we learned on the job how to set up funnels. And to this day, we operate in a product-led way with a 30-day free trial. We have a great inbound funnel where people just discover us because we write a lot of passionate and knowledgeable things about online courses and how you can create the best possible version of your online course and how you can sell it as effectively as possible. So people discover us for that. They give a try to the platform, and some of them get blown away by what the platform does and decide to stay. That's how we grew, and that has been the path until this day. So along the way, we picked up some amazing marketers, experienced marketers at some point, who joined the team and helped us do all this stuff in a much better way and much more professional way.
So I noticed that you said that it sounded like, and a lot of successful businesses are like this. I started my agency a few months after 9/11, and sometimes when you start out a fire, the rising out of the ashes, you're the phoenix. And so you said that had the situation locally been not so dire, it would have actually, in fact, slowed you down. I'm interested in understanding why that perspective, I guess, now 10-ish mm-hmm. years later.
Well, Greece and Cyprus are tiny markets, are very closed, with their own language. When we set up our first school, to give you an example, when we set up our first school, it was in a commercial school, let's say. It was with an online with a trainer of photography, a well-known academic doing some amazing artistic photography courses. Back then, even electronic transactions weren't very developed. So we had people who were calling us and said, I want to buy this online course. It costs like $20, €20. Can I just send you a $20 bill in an envelope. And these are actual sales that we were doing back then. So it wasn't a developed environment where you could do e-commerce and all this stuff. So it was, I guess, at least a generation behind everything that was happening in the US. So we might have had some local success, you know, and gotten some traction locally, but we would never have figured out how things work in a large scale with experienced course sellers who know how to approach things, have vast funnels, they address large audiences, and they sell courses in a mass market. So we're very successful that some of these people identified the potential of the platform, much bigger degree than we could ourselves. And they trusted us. And this is, I guess, also another difference between Europeans, who are much more risk averse, and Americans. So at that point, like back in 2014, we're talking with European customers who were saying, yeah, but Greece has financial troubles, and what if you're not in business in a couple of months? And we had similar discussions with potential US customers who had discovered us. What an amazing platform. You are a startup, I don't mind. Where can I put in my credit card? Because I see that what you've built here, it's something that I can use for my business right now. It might be not be 100% polished, but you are working on it. You are releasing features and improvements every day. And in fact, we were working in some cases on an hourly basis. We were improving things while one of our customers was launching a mass campaign for Black Friday. So we had to ship it in 45 minutes. That was the deal.
Wow, 45 minutes.
And that was an amazing forge where out of this thing, we accelerated vastly the way we develop the platform, we ship things, and also how we listen to the customer, because the customer knows. In these cases, we knew that we had to sit back and follow the lead of some of our first customers. And to this day, we have this mentality. I'm talking to customers every day. Our entire team is talking to customers every day. We are recording a vast number of feature requests, dozens of thousands of feature requests, which are very valid business cases for people who actually are selling courses right now. And we want to help them. And we know that if we're able to help 1, 2, 10, all these features will really benefit 10, anyone who will be able to, who wants to do something similar in the future.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop, and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand, and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so I'm also interested in understanding. So, okay, great. So Greece, Cyprus, small market, a little backwards. People want to send you cash monthly instead of running credit card. That's a hilarious story. What I'm interested in understanding is, okay, so you are on the other side of the planet and you are exporting this product across to a completely different culture, a completely different market, different language. Clearly your English is great. But how have you done that successfully? I guess, you know, you said trial and error, but I mean, there's got to be some learnings there. If you're in more than 130 countries, that's not just America. That is not just English. You have to, I'm assuming, Asian countries, yeah, Indian, Pakistani, I'm assuming Spanish-speaking countries, all sorts of languages. So how have you been able to stretch, I guess, I don't know if you're stretching that $5,000 PPC budget, but what are you doing that you can keep your brand consistent as a company, but then be able to market to all these other markets successfully?
Mm-hmm. It's a great question. First of all, we are basing our entire marketing on the lingua franca of English. So right now we are not doing any kind of marketing outside of the English language. So all our copy, it's in English, or our customer support or our customer success is in English. And you will be amazed that there's a huge number of people who speak perfectly good English in all these countries. So even if they provide local language courses and they translate the user interface of the platform to address a local language, still our own support and our own software is provided in English, which makes things so much better. Which means that in terms of our marketing, there is zero customization needed to sell for the Anglo-Saxon countries like US, Canada, Ireland, South Africa, even Australia, New Zealand. These are countries where we have amazing success. And we see that all the, let's say, Northern European countries, the level of speaking English is absolutely amazing. So it doesn't matter if you don't have any kind of local presence or any kind of local marketing. So that saves us. And to a lesser degree, this happens in other countries as well. I know, for example, that we had to do customizations in some cases. Brazil, for example, the level of speaking English, it's not that much, that high. It's about 5% of people who speak good professional English. And we had to do some customizations to support local payment gateways because they don't use credit cards. It's a different culture. They have their own local payment gateways. But still, there are people who can use that, and some of our best customers are based in Brazil. So to this day, we have saved lots of effort and it helped us keep things optimized and consistent because all our marketing, all our website, all our support and technical documentation is written in English. But this can get a long way. You can have a huge penetration in vastly different countries just by doing that. And the other thing that helped us a lot is that we have access to amazing local talent, some people with great education, and I have to say very affordable if you compare it to the salaries, let's say, of West Coast US, that are amazing professionals who strive to understand, to help helpful people who didn't have any prior experience in a startup or in a global business or something like that. But they wanted to make this company succeed. They wanted to help people with that software. And that especially took off amidst the pandemic, where everybody, we had to help. Our funnel really tripled overnight. And we realized that we are helping people who were trying to find ways to stay afloat, to keep their business running, to keep their agency running, to have a conference be completed and all this stuff. And everybody in the business realized that this is our mission. We are helping people right now stay afloat. We are also being kept sane because we have a mission to fulfill, you know, and we are safe. We work remotely. We're a remote business from day one. So that was really, nothing changed for us in the way we're working during the pandemic. So that really, that helpful attitude of our customer support is still is an amazing thing. And that helps us help our customers succeed.
What would you say would be your favorite or most successful marketing campaign that you've done for Learn Worlds?
I have to say that after so many years, we see that our platform sells itself. So the most amazing campaigns that we do is everything that is around the platform. Our product releases, where we're able to showcase what the platform can do in really authentic settings, how actual customers are using the platform today to solve problems. So, and this is obviously a job of our marketing team and our product marketing team, but the platform is still our best asset. So the more we are able to showcase what the platform can do, I know that we're not the biggest business. We don't have the biggest, you know, we're not a household brand name or something. But when people get to see what the platform can do, that's our secret weapon. So everything we do around product launches, and we try to be there, to be present, to have the product team talk about why we are developing certain things and how fast we are evolving the platform and how deeply, I dare say, we understand the subject matter and what people actually need today to do their job. That's our best marketing. Not, you know, viral stuff, guerrilla stuff, social stuff. These are nice to have. We love that. It's part of the business, and we need to have a multi-touch funnel with lots of stuff happening in all the different channels. We understand how these things work, but I guess showing the product in a passionate and genuine way, it's really the thing that helps us win customers.
Now, you said that COVID, with everyone locked down, was a catalyst for your business growth. I mean, same with Ballistic Arts. You know, my company, we helped a lot of B2B companies who couldn't do trade shows and can't do networking. We helped them get leads and grow their business. So we also experienced a bit of a boom ourselves. Yet I've also heard, you know, there's a company in the States called Chegg. I don't know if you're familiar with them. They do e-learning and whatnot. They boomed really, really well over COVID. And then now that the lockdowns have, you know, more or less been over all over the world, people are back to pseudo normal. Have you seen a slowdown in your business, or how are you combating that? Because it seems like a lot of folks are not wanting to stay at home, or businesses want to send people back to the office.
Yeah, there's definitely been a slowdown, but this is something that we expected, and we weren't, you know, we didn't live in a world where we thought that everything is going to be online and we're never going to get out of the house again. We're not here to replace school. We understand that some things happen better in an amphitheater. We want, you know, our doctors to have proper degrees from the best universities, and not just, you know, click buttons around. But we also understand that businesses now more than ever need to work in an efficiency mode and need to be very much more effective. It's the example I mentioned before. You can't bring 100 people to train 6 hours watching 60-minute PowerPoints. This is a disaster for people's motivation, for people's engagement, for people's creativity. We can flip this around. We still want people to have meaningful interactions face to face. It doesn't have to be listening to somebody for 45 minutes. You can flip it around. You can let people study whenever they want, wherever they want, and then they can join together for meaningful interactions where they solve problems and they continue forward with their design. So I have to say that from a business point of view, we were very conservative about, you know, hiring and stretching. We've seen that several businesses got very much excited. They hired hundreds of people that then they had to lay off, and that there was a huge round of layoffs in all major businesses. I have to say that perhaps with some conservative mindset, but also coming from a bootstrap business, we didn't fall into that trap. So we knew that people, there was obviously a slowdown and a genuine, I guess, need for people to go outside, the Zoom fatigue or the online course fatigue. But we also knew that these things work. It works for businesses, it works for agencies, it works for trade associations. Education works everywhere. Education is the best form of marketing. If you can educate people around your product, around your solution, around your service, you've won them. So we knew that there might be a drop, but people would be much more thoughtful and consistent coming forward and wanting to use solutions like that, and they will be much more informed and educated. And this is what we're seeing now. It's the long tail, where people are much more deliberate about bringing in education as part of their business. You can use it for generating leads. You can use it for customer education and customer training and keeping all your existing customers happy. You can use it to gain revenue as a business on the side. You can use it to keep your customers close, your associates close. It simply works. And this is what we see now. This is the long tail. So we plan on being here for, you know, for a long time in the future.
Yeah, I mean, you've been in business, you know, I think you said 10 years or so. And I mean, that's kind of the hurdle, right? They always say 90 some odd percent of businesses don't survive after 10 years. And you've done extremely well. And you started in a really kind of uncomfortable economic situation. I wanted to ask you around disruption for business. I mean, that happens. Global crises happen. So you started during the financial crisis in Greece, then, you know, there's COVID, then there were lockdowns, and now there's AI, right? And just recently, the reports of, you know, hundreds of founders or engineers of AI going, this is going to be a real threat to human existence. And so how is LearnWorlds adapting to this world that we live in now that has AI in it and a bunch of unknowns?
Great question. Obviously, this is also on our mind. We are also users, you know, of ChatGPT, and we've seen the disruption that it brings on the market. In fact, two of our best events recently were about using ChatGPT for course creators. So, in fact, we have published a framework where we are using, with the help of ChatGPT, we are allowing every person to use instructional design techniques to structure their course, to generate the outline of their course, and even to create some extremely meaningful and interesting content that they can repurpose and apply into their courses. We know that this is a genuine need. People need to get unstuck. People need help with their creativity, with their productivity. And this is something that we have already planned to implement in the platform. And next month already, we are having a big launch where we will include ChatGPT within LearnWorlds, and this will help creators to create their own courses. So we embrace it. I understand that there are very genuine questions about potentially how AI and the general AI might be a threat to humanity, but I also understand that there's a long way to go there, and there are things that are being done both from an academic point of view and also from a state point of view to understand these things and even to control these things. And this is something that has to do with all technologies that we now take for granted, you know, whether it's internet, computers, they don't come overnight. Let's say point 100 is the potential of a general AI that awakes at some point and starts, you know, asking some serious questions back to us. There is one, and there's two, and there's three. And we are really at the beginning of all this stuff. These are things that have been, scientists have been working on for 20 and 30 years. Neural networks are so much older. I think now we are just seeing the first glimpses. And everybody that has interacted with ChatGPT understands that this is an amazing wordsmith, but it's a pretty dumb tool as well. That can, you know, you can still see the statistical analysis and the Markovian chains that generate these amazing words. I play with it every day. I see it writing prose and writing haiku and writing, giving us some amazing answers, but you can also see that it's just playing with words. It doesn't understand yet anything. Still, it can be amazingly useful even today. And already research shows that the persons that are being helped the more are those not in the top, let's say, of course creators, the best course sellers or the best content marketers, are the people who need some more help, the people who are just starting out, who are not so much more experienced. So that elevates the level for everybody and makes it perhaps a more level playing field, which means that also we might free some time for more creativity, for more stuff being done. I'm sure that, and we have already seen some courses generated with ChatGPT that are absolutely rubbish. People, you know, have just played around and they have, copy-pasted thing and they're trying to pass this as an online course. This will not fly. People understand quality. But also, I understand that something like that could help a super busy TED to really get around this plan he always had to launch an amazing online course about, I don't know, how to do an amazing podcast or how to do some marketing or how to help your customers. And this is where we can get some great productivity gains. So it's still stupid. We are not threatened anytime soon from ChatGPT, let's say. It's not a live threat. We will not be replaced by ChatGPT, and course marketers or content marketers or creators will not be replaced by ChatGPT. But they can be replaced by somebody who is using ChatGPT today to create a better course, better marketing copy, I don't know, better questions for a podcast, better answers to a podcaster or anything else. and this is where we are trying today, at least from our point of view and in our own industry, to bring in ChatGPT as an assistant, as a sidekick next to you. We will give you some great answers, some great pieces of copy. They will need checking, they will need validation, they will need human input and love and care in order to be transformed into a great piece of content, into some amazing assessments, let's say online courses, ebooks, or a video transcript. And this is some of the things that we want to bring in already next month. Helping people to generate the script for their videos. So you can, we are structuring it in such a way with the help of a very detailed prompt engineering to help you get a 5-minute script video for your next online course. How much more, you know, productive can you be, and how much more creative can you be by having an amazing assistant at your side?
Wow. So clearly you've given it a little bit of thought. So I like that. Thank you, Manos. So with regards to just time, we don't have a lot left. And so we like to ask some fun questions, get to know you questions. So it's got a rapid fire structure and just whatever comes top of your mind, let's go for it. All right. Okay. So first question I wanted to ask is, what's the most unique course that you've seen been delivered on LearnWorlds?
Dog photography is one thing that comes to mind. I think that was the most the thing that blew me out of the water.
So you live in Cyprus, yeah?
Yep.
What's your favorite Cyprus dish?
They eat lots of meat around here. They have some very special meat plates, but better not describe what's in some of them.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm plant-based. Are there any plant-based cuisine in Cyprus, or is everything meat-based?
No. There's lots of plants as well. I think they balance it somehow, but there's lots of meat consumption for some reason. I don't know why.
What's streaming on your Apple Music or Google Play right now?
Usually, you know, I let Spotify do some choices for me. I usually try to listen to something that's in a different language so that I don't pay too much attention, or let's say a language that I cannot understand very well, whether it's, I don't know, French or Spanish or something. So you just have some helpful music as a background.
What was the first campaign that you did for LearnWorlds?
First campaign, probably some keyword PPC with our first budget, $5,000. a few hundred keywords around online courses, and we probably spend that in a week without any results.
What's the most important thing that you learned that kind of was that aha moment when you kind of crossed the chasm to success with LearnWorlds?
I think at some point we realized, all of us collectively, that in a SaaS business, things compound. So if you can keep staying alive as a business, as a product, as a team, and improve a few things every day, but constantly keep improving, all these things add up. You know, it's like 1% better every day. This adds up to a very large number.
That's exactly what I told somebody yesterday who I was mentoring. 1% change. 1% change a day and you'll be fine. What is the last charity you supported financially or with your time, and why?
Something that I supported and the entire team supported is the earthquake victims here in Turkey, which was very close. It was a devastating event, close to 50,000 dead people and hundreds of thousands of people that remained without houses. That's something that we felt because the earthquake was felt here. But also we are neighbors, you know. It's in a very close proximity, and that's something where we wanted to help. Probably there's not much that you can do, but we felt that we needed to do at least something to help those people.
One marketing or business book that you would recommend?
I try to follow lots of things. For business advice and startup advice in general, I would say that Paul Graham's blog has been very influential to me. I have to say that most of the things I was reading initially, I couldn't understand, because some of these things you have to feel to be lived, to be understood. That's, you know, hindsight is 2020. It could have saved me lots of some troubles, I guess. So this is a person that I'm following when it comes to startups and business. When it comes to marketing, lots of people that I try to follow. There's lots of hype, but I try now to see behind the hype. You know, to understand what are the next channels that are moving and are becoming more influential, and to identify the trends.
All right, so any last thoughts? I know it's late over there, so I do appreciate your time. Any last message you want to share with our audience?
I think that I have to say that learning is probably the only superpower we possess as people. It's something that can help us improve our situation, elevate our lives, achieve our objectives. It's constant, it's lifetime, it can happen anywhere, anytime. It's not just institutional within a school or a university. Everybody can learn whatever they want to. There's so much knowledge out there, and this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to help people who have the knowledge to share it to the people who need the knowledge. And the same thing applies to a business. A business needs to keep learning, it needs to keep disseminating the information and the knowledge internally. Knowledge is power. We're here to help people use that power and harness that power.
Love it. Continuous improvement is one of our core values at my company, so that's fantastic. All right, so how do people get to know you, find you online? Is there a website you want to plug?
Yeah, of course. People can always visit our website, which is www.learnworlds.com. We always try to publish amazing, helpful content, always free for people that are interested in online courses or sharing their knowledge online. Obviously, they can start a free trial from our website, and they can connect to me on my LinkedIn. So with my name or the company, they will be easy to find me, and I try to respond to every person that reaches out to me.
All right. Well, Hey, well, Panos, thank you very much for your time. I really enjoyed it, and I think that we can all learn more. So I will definitely take your advice. So we're signing off here. I'm Ted Lau from Marketing News Canada, and this is Panos Siosos from LearnWorlds. Thank you very much, Panos. Have a good day.
Thanks, Ted, for having me. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded at the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editor, Travis Jeffers.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.